Hey everyone, this is the Trade Show Minute 2017 at
InfoComm 2017 in Orlando, Florida. Almost, Johnny.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the co-host today on the Trade Show Minute. My host is
Victoria Barella. Hello, everyone. And I am here with Johnny Moda.
Heyo.
And we have our wonderful guest for today.
I am Jen Uner with Oblong Industries.
Hi, welcome to the show.
It's exciting to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. We say hi to the world listening currently right now.
Hey, hello world listening currently right now.
Hey, and today is day one of InfoComm. Very exciting. We just had the ribbons cutting ceremony, not a ribbon dance. Johnny thought it was a ribbon dance, and I said, no, Johnny, not
if
today.
If you believe in yourself, it's a ribbon dance. But you know what? Let's not talk about my ribbon dance and what I want to see. Let's talk about Oblong Industries, Jen.
Well, Oblong Industries, we are in booth 1871 today at InfoComm. Not easy to find. We're behind a gigantic pillar, but it's really worth uncovering us.
Okay.
It's a hidden gem.
Well, let's say we're blocked by the pillar nonstop and we don't make it the show today. Tell us about Oblong. Tell the listeners, who is Oblong? What do they do? What do they offer?
So Oblong Industries is headquartered in Los Angeles. We are the creators of Mezzanine, which is an immersive visual collaboration platform and technology that is favored by folks like NASA and Ooh. IBM and PwC and Accenture for creating collaborative environments to connect teams across the enterprise. And I think one of the most distinguishing features about our technology is that it's multi-stream, right? You can bring multiple content streams together into one shared visual workspace. You can connect those workspaces across the enterprise. And because it's multi-user, multi-device, multi-location,
it's really
a fantastic technology for important work. When you've got a lot of data to crunch, you've got a lot of visual information to analyze, it's really the only solution that's going to allow you to bring things side by side and review them together simultaneously.
So it's not good for unimportant work like my day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, you know, for ribbon dances, I'm not sure it's going to
counts of ribbon dances daily, weekly,
monthly.
It's more
for the pros that are here at InfoComm 2017.
If you're going to analyze ribbon dances, you might need that because you can.
That might
have,
be okay.
Yeah, you've got video streams that you could bring in. You could look at archival footage on YouTube at the same time that you're looking at your data about the most effective ribbon dances. You know,
is there anyone else in the industry that's doing what Oblong Industries is doing?
I don't think that there's anybody that really does what we do because in addition to bringing together that simultaneity of all of your content and data streams and all of your folks together into a shared digital workspace, you've got also multi modes of input. You've got a beautiful gestural interface. So I think it's one of the reasons why folks like IBM Watson, for example, like us in their IBM Watson Experience Centers, is that you've got with a gestural interface, you can point at content and scale content and move content around. Multiple people can with our remote wand devices. You can also control from an iPad, from a smartphone. There are lots of ways that you can
various platforms.
You can command your content around the space, which is not something that anybody else really does. And then this show at InfoComm 2017, we're also introducing touch annotation. And so you can actually annotate on top of multiple streams at the same time. For example, if you had a data set next to a video and you needed to create some sort of reference between the two, you're in the moment, right? It's collaboration.
That's awesome.
It's always in the moment. And so you've got the opportunity to just write on top of whatever it is that you're looking at to create that additional meaning and understanding for the audience that you're talking to.
How long has Oblong been around?
We're actually just 10 years old now, but our flagship product, Mezzanine, was introduced in 2012.
Ah, great. Sorry, I almost chuckled because Michael almost fell off the stage, and I was hoping he would not bust his head.
It's exciting information, Mezzanine. I could see why that would cost.
I had to stand up out of my chair. I'm so excited. Like, yes.
He's like, yes.
I want more.
He was very excited about
Speaking of more, where can we learn more online about Oblong Industries?
You can visit our website at oblong.com. We always encourage our key audiences and prospects, people interested in our product, to come see a demo. Really, to understand Mezzanine, you have to experience it firsthand. We've got 18 locations around the world where you can do that. You can schedule a demo. London, Barcelona, New York, Washington, D.C., Los Altos, San Francisco, Los Angeles, where we're headquartered, Chicago, where I live.
Hey, Chicago.
Atlanta.
Oh, you live in Chicago?
Oh, my God, you're in Chicago? Hey.
Well, I'm moving currently, but I'm mostly there. I'll be back in like a year.
Do you have any areas in California?
We're headquartered in Los Angeles. We have an office in Los Altos in Silicon Valley.
Very cool.
And then we also, with our friends at Gensler, we have space in their San Francisco office.
All right, for people listening here again and you want to get around that pillar, what's the booth number if I want a demonstration today?
Today, you can see it in booth 1871.
1871, Infocom, Florlando.
Florlando 2017. Very wonderful.
What else are we missing? What's so crucial about Oblong? What else have we not covered?
Well, I'd say it's really important to understand that our solution is scalable. So we're probably very well known for our immersive presentation spaces, you know, for innovation labs and executive briefing centers. And so that's, you know, very much that large scale immersion.
Okay.
But we've just introduced the Mezzanine 200 series, which is really about taking that same kind of idea, that same kind of interface down into smaller spaces for more, I'd say, tighter teams working on, again, important work, right?
Yeah.
So like great for project rooms, war rooms, things that you're going to need to come back to again and again, where you need to, you know, save, for example, a meeting, an archive of the content that you've been working on,
right?
And coming back to that space. And because our technology is very much, it has a certain spatial quality to it, it really leverages humans' natural tendencies for spatial memory. So if you've got something that is a project that's going to require a lot of
Interaction?
Yeah, visual information and the notion of like ideation, mm-hmm. anything that you're building and you're really working on as a team, and it's going to require a lot of different experts to come together to create that mm-hmm. Output, whatever that might be. You know, a lot of times those sort of situation rooms, war rooms, project rooms, they're going to be using all of the walls, right?
Yeah.
All of the surfaces, and whether they're, you know, analog surfaces like whiteboards, or they're digital surfaces where you've got content coming in. Mm-hmm. It's really a fantastic technology for that. And so we've taken that same sort of scale, that large scale, great experience, down into kind of the smaller team space.
What's your, I don't want to say favorite child, but what's your proudest maybe project, one of your favorite projects that helped the client do the most they can with what you have?
Oh, wow. That's such a great question. There's so many great examples.
All of them.
All of my children.
They're all crucial.
I'd say there's, gosh, it's so hard to say. I'd say probably PwC. We're going to, is a recent one. We're going to release a video. We did a fireside chat with Mandeep Jawa, who worked on the project in Paris. And they worked very closely with their interior designer on creating a very next-gen collaboration space for teamwork, and they did a beautiful job. I mean, it's got mezzanine technology all the way around the room. It's got sofas and like high top tables,
hey.
And like a variety of workspaces,
cool.
And places that you can, like, you know, write on the walls, and all of that content that gets created in the moment is actually captured in mezzanine. So they're using it to work closely with their customers on their customers' business initiatives. And that space is like 100% booked. They're actually adding another room because it's so frequently booked.
That's wonderful. That
All right,
is
Jen,
definitely
you've sold me on the children. You've sold me on Oblong. You've sold me on the technology. I think the most important question for me as an integrator and people listening, what is your business model? Are you a direct dealer? Are you through distribution? And or where do I go to be that person?
Well, you can always contact us directly. We're never going to turn you away.
Okay.
We also have wonderful relationships with our partner integrators, BU, ABI, SPL, Whitlock. There's a lot of folks that we work with in the industry. And we have a partner list on our website at oblong.com. And you can also even see case studies and examples of the customer work that
But it, is Oblong a direct-to-dealer business model, or through distribution, or both?
I'd say both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's, some of those are questions for our sales team.
Okay, not a problem. One more question. Do you know the social networks where people listening are more social can, like, follow up and tweet at you, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever method you prefer?
Yeah, I'd probably say I'm your Twitter girl. I'm at @oblong_inc.
Okay.
On Twitter.
Sweet.
We're also at @oblong_news on Twitter.
Okay.
And you can find us, Oblong Industries, on Facebook, Oblong Industries on LinkedIn. We do have an Instagram. I think it's also Oblong Industries there.
That's pretty good branding.
Awesome. And I also have an underscore because apparently there's another Borella Victoria on the Twitter land. But finding myself, I can tweet at you @BorellaVictoria_. I will find you on Twitter. And then Johnny Moto, how can we find you on Twitter?
Well, I follow all of you, just not on Twitter, just in a weird kind of a distancy sort of way. But if I wanted to follow you back on Twitter and tweet you via Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, it's @JMoto3. Although, @JMoto3 on Snapchat, I know you're not me, so I'm AV Insider there. But I will definitely follow Oblong Industries, and you should too. Go to oblonginc.com, is that correct?
It's @Oblong_inc. on Twitter.
No, the website.
Oblong.com.
Oblong.com. Oh, yeah. I apologize.
Perfect.
To learn more.
And then if you want to listen to this interview again, you can find this on ravepubs.com/infocom2017. And we're at Infocom 2017 right now.
Yeah.
Johnny, any last words to our wonderful guest?
Yes. You can listen to the Trade Show Minute and all other wonderful shows like Victoria's Coffee with Millennial Z, and or my own personal show, AV Insider, at ravepubs.com. Go to the Rave Pubs Radio tab. Check out all our shows, obviously. And if you want to get at us on Twitter, we're at Rave Pubs Radio. And again, follow all things Rave Pubs socially via Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever you're...
All of the above.
Whatever you prefer at Rave Pubs. You'll definitely find us there. Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute with Victoria, myself, and wonderful Jen of Oblong Industries. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for coming on our show.
Thanks for having me. This was great fun.